Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our extraordinarily small planet, and also what to look for in our dark island skies. As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips, and we welcome him back now. Hey, Christopher, how's it going? What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, we have four naked eye planets visible in our dusk sky. We have Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. Look for them in an arc from east to west after sunset. The moon this week will begin to wane, meaning we will see a gradual return to darker skies as the week goes on. Perfect for stargazing.
Now, if I have this right, I understand that you have information this week on a distant galaxy cluster.
I do indeed. The Hubble Space Telescope has scored yet another historic hit. The aging space telescope has peered into the vast expanse of the distant universe on a mission to detect objects as part of the Frontier Fields mission. Hubble has detected a cluster of galaxies known as Abel S1063. Very catchy indeed. They are so distant that not only is Hubble peering into deep space, but it is also looking back through time to see these galaxies as they were around 4 billion years ago.
That is quite a timeline. And just for folks listening, each of these galaxies contains just a huge number of planets and stuff, stars, right?
Hundreds of billions of stars and probably countless planets.
And the part of it that's even more startling to understand is looking back through time the way you're describing. Can you provide some insight into that?
Well, the universe is vast, and the light from objects very far away can take billions of years to reach us. And so when we see them, they appear to us as they were billions of years ago. The same principle applies to objects a lot closer to home also, such as other star systems in the Milky Way galaxy. Our nearest neighbor star, for example, is Alpha Centauri, and it's around 4.3 light years away. This means that the light from that star has taken over 4 years to reach our eyes here on planet Earth.
And these very hard to understand calculations work when it comes to the sun too, right?
They do indeed. In fact, the sun is so far away from the Earth that its light takes around 8 minutes to travel through space to reach us. So when you see the sun in the daytime sky, you're actually seeing it as it was 8 minutes ago. Weird, I know.
But you're seeing it a lot more currently than these distant galaxy clusters light.
Absolutely.
And what else can you tell us about this new discovery of the distant galaxy cluster?
Well, this galaxy cluster is very important because by observing it, we are able to make predictions about the presence of dark matter and to study the effects that gravity has on light. It's a phenomenon called gravitational microlensing. When light passes near a massive object like a star or a galaxy, it bends. And so watching these galaxies allows us to understand how that all works.
That is very intense stuff, and thankfully we have you to help us figure it out. It's Christopher Phillips and another Stargazer report here. Thank you very much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We will catch you next week.